Hello, and welcome to the Exhortations Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, our topic is Speech Seasoned with Salt. The Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians 4 and verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." Paul, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was providing some much-needed counsel regarding day-to-day living. Communicating with our fellow man is dependent upon our speech and the words we use. No doubt the church of the first century needed instruction when it came to abusive and offensive language that would be detrimental to those teaching the principles of Christianity. I am confident that the apostle would be stunned and outraged at the language in use today. Those today who are serious in living by the principles set forth in Holy Scripture would surely be infuriated at the words that are used in everyday conversation. Profanity, cursing, swearing, and vulgarity seems to be just a part of everyday language in our current day. The desensitizing of our culture and society has only worsened over the last generation, with no improvement in sight. Paul also writes in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 and 2, "This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Paul knew that men would grow worse and worse to the detriment of those who are teachers and those who are striving to learn more about God. Righteousness or wickedness is easily detected by what falls from our lips. Solomon wrote, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The gauge of one's life can easily be seen by the words that are used in our daily lives. David set forth the goal we should have with the use of our words with this fundamental truth: "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and redeemer." Psalm 19, verse 14. The singer of Israel said, the sin of their mouth with the words of their lips. Isaiah 59, verse 12. The words of David should give us pause when the adversary would tempt us to sin through the instrument of our words. Satan, the great adversary, the great enemy of humanity, continues his assault upon us today by tempting us to use unchaste and wicked words in our daily lives. For no rhyme or reason, many use such obscene speech that shows a lack of intelligence or total ignorance. We have all experienced driving in heavy traffic, and a driver from our side or rear will blow their horn, while others will stick their head out the window and perhaps use foul language that would cause any God-fearing person to blush. Jeremiah refers to Israel's apostasy from God and stated that they could not blush, Jeremiah 6, verse 15. And what a sad commentary that our speech and language in every segment of society can no longer cause one to blush. Why are so many unable to express themselves without using such awful speech? Paul writes, "Let no corrupt communication, that is speech, proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying," Ephesians 4 and verse 29. The word for edifying comes with the idea of building a house. Therefore, corrupt speech should not be used, but words that will edify or build up one in the most holy faith. Christians, above everyone, should use words and speech that will lift up and exalt and not demoralize or tear down. Friends, let us be aware of this problem. One does not have to be a rocket scientist to see this terrible speech seeping into our entertainment media. Hollywood and the movie industry has long shown its true colors with respect to the messages being transmitted over the silver screen that contaminates those that drink of its poisonous waters. Television programming is currently accomplishing the same degree of lethal and unhealthy messages as the American family is swallowing its evil messages. Let us be aware of this problem and use our influence to correct it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21 tells us, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." We thank you for being here with us on Exhortations, and as Hebrews 3 and verse 13 tells us, we are to exhort one another daily while it's called today. And we sure hope you have been exhorted and been encouraged. We hope you'll be back with us again next time for another episode of Exhortations.